I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Most of us are familiar with the story of Esther, the beautiful woman chosen to be queen when King Ahasuerus replaced his first wife, Vashti, who had refused his summons to his royal banquet. Esther's uncle and guardian, Mordecai, had become an enemy of a man named Haman. Haman hated Mordecai because he refused to bow to him. And this led to a hatred for all Jews and an awful decree that would annihilate every Jew on one day. Mordecai sent a message to Esther to appeal to the king on behalf of the Jews. The problem was that Esther would have to risk her own life by going to the king's throne room, for there was a law, quote, "All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that for any man or woman who comes to the king, to the inner court, who is not summoned, he has but one law, that he be put to death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter so that he may live." Esther 4:11. Esther did not take her access to the king for granted, but prayed and fasted for 3 days, along with all the Jews and handmaidens, and then she went to the throne room. With this picture in mind, listen to these verses from Hebrews 4:14-16. "Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us, therefore, draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Also, Ephesians 3:11-12. "This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him." Because of what Jesus did, giving himself up to die on the cross, so that our sins are forgiven and we are made clean, we have access. Access into the throne room of the King of Kings, and we need not be afraid. God is the God of grace and mercy, and he has invited us into his presence. He tells us to come boldly and with confidence. He invites us to draw near. He tells us in Psalm 100, "Come before him with joyful singing, with praise and thanksgiving. For the Lord is good, and his loving kindness is everlasting." What a privilege we have, as the old hymn reminds us, to carry everything to God in prayer. Esther found favor in the court of the king, and we will find favor in the throne room of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. May we come boldly and confidently to the throne of grace with every prayer and petition, with thanksgiving and praise, for our God is good and extends his loving hand to meet us there. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. And you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.